Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. We join historian Stella Fletcher to speak of two terribly English poets.
Here lies one whose name was written water. This is a clue for our listeners who probably have guessed who we're about to speak about. Stella, he's one of our most famous poets, and his tomb lies here in the English cemetery, sometimes referred to as the Acattolico, or rather the non-Catholic cemetery.
Well, the full inscription on the tomb of Keats reads, "This grave contains all that was mortal of a young English poet, who, on his deathbed, in bitter anguish at the neglect of his countrymen, desired these words to be engraved on his tombstone. Here lies one whose name was writ in water." It was only those last few words that Keats actually wanted to appear on the tomb. He didn't want his name on it at all, just those words. I think it indicates the transience of life. If you were to write your name in water, the water would close as soon as your finger had moved through it. Keats had lived for only 26 years, so his life was more transient than most, even in his own day. So how come Keats came to Rome to die? Effectively, that's what he did. In 1820, it was clear that he was suffering from tuberculosis, consumption. And many people in that period suffered that dreadful disease and were sent to warmer climes, particularly to Italy, for the good of their health. That's precisely what happened to Keats. So in the late autumn of 1820, he and his friend, the artist Joseph Seven, set out by sea, a long, long voyage, and eventually they arrived in Naples. He spent a few days there and then made the journey up to Rome. In Rome, they made the acquaintance of an English doctor called James Clark, who lived near Piazza di Spagna and knew of an apartment where the two young men could stay. Keats and Seven lived in the apartment at Piazza di Spagna for 3 or 4 months. His health improved initially, but in January it declined, and in February it was clear that the end was nigh. A few days before he died, he sent Joseph Seven down here to the Protestant cemetery to see what it was like. And Seven reported back, and Keats thought, yes, I think I should be happy there. So he died in February 1821. Now, we mentioned that this was the non-Catholic cemetery, and indeed the non-Catholics in Rome at that date had a pretty tough time of it. Those who died here had to be buried before daylight. When Keats died, they started out from Piazza di Spagna in the dark. By the time the little ceremony with just a few people was over, it was 9 a.m.
Percy Bysshe Shelley is also buried in this same cemetery. They're linked in death, aren't they?
Linked in death more so than in life. There was a contact between them. Shelley was living in Italy when Keats fell ill with consumption. Shelley did, in fact, invite Keats to stay with him in Italy, but that was about the extent of the connection, more or less. Their deaths fell just months apart. Shelley was drowned at sea near Viareggio, in territory belonging to the ex-Republic of Italy. His body was washed ashore, on the beach there. Now, there was great confusion over what was to be done with this body of a foreign national. It was eventually decided that it couldn't be removed from the beach, but instead they would have a funeral pyre on the beach. Byron was there. Shelley's wife, his widow, wasn't. It was thought to be too sensitive for women to be present. But a few friends were there on the beach, and they burnt his body. As his chest burst open, one friend reached into the flames and removed the heart. It was a peculiarly large heart. Anyway, over there in the other part of the cemetery, what we actually have is a tomb containing the heart of Shelley plus his ashes. Now, he had little to do with this cemetery, little to do with Rome. He lived elsewhere. But it so happened that a few years earlier, the Shelleys had been passing through Rome and their son died. Their son was buried here. It's unclear quite where, because when a tomb was dug up and investigated, it was found to contain the body of an adult and not a child. So there's a bit of confusion involved there.
So these two poets were linked in death for another reason as well, no?
When Shelley's body was found washed up on the beach, he had the published poems of Keats in his pocket. They were more connected in death than in life.
There's also another link, and that's the water link.
Ah, here lies one whose name was written in water.
You were listening there to historian Stella Fletcher. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.